Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful Lord's Day when we can gather together. We pray now that you would meet with us. We pray that you would minister to us, Lord. Fill our cups to overflowing with your love and grace. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name we ask it. Amen. Shall we stand together as we sing Majesty, Worship His Majesty? Let's join together in the litany for the first Sunday of fall. O God, creator of all that is beautiful and good,
we thank you for this and other seasons.
We thank you for the cool crispness that will soon be in the air.
We thank you, praise you for the changes of autumn.
For the beautiful fall foliage.
For the splendor of the colors of the season.
For the abundance of the harvest.
For the miracle of the multiplied seed planted in spring.
We thank you that for the change we see in your creation.
Reminds us of opportunities you give for change in our lives.
You provide a continual newness to all that is yours.
Including us, your children, so undeserving, yet so richly blessed.
For those of us who have reached the autumn of our lives,
may the beauty of your fall season remind us
of the panorama of memories we have in family and friends.
And remind us we have a God who loves and cares.
Thank you for a new day.
Thank you for a new season.
Thank you for new opportunities to share your love and grace.
In the beauty of this fall season, may we be faithful to your call and claim on our lives.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall.
You may be seated. Would the ushers please come to receive? Oh, and it's prayer time, not offering time, isn't it? All right. Oh, my goodness. It gets interesting sometimes. Are there joys and concerns you'd like to share with the family of God?
Pastor? I'd ask that you pray for Alice. She's having a difficult time with her back, and so far what they've suggested is doesn't seem to be working, so we may be looking at some x-rays and other problems.
Okay. Do remember, Alice, do continue to pray for Wanda. Uh-huh. All right. You haven't gotten all the test results back, have you? Nope. So do be praying for her. Other joys and concerns? The people of the Caribbean and all they've been through, people of Florida, Texas. Be praying for our government and our leaders on both sides of the aisle. Okay, it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. We got a bunch of people on both sides of the aisle up there that need our prayers. Yes, thank you. Remember the people in Mexico. Still searching to try to find more people to rescue. Still a lot of families with unanswered questions, so remember them. And they're also talking not to add gloom and doom, but they're talking that could be not this week, but next week, we might have another hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. So anyway, any other joys and concerns? I think we got enough on our plate right there, don't we? As the music plays, allow God to speak to your heart. Heavenly Father, you've helped us make it into another week. Another season, on the threshold of another month, we thank you that your grace indeed is sufficient for us. Lord, we don't know what this week holds, but we didn't know what last week held either, and you led us and guided us through it. We just pray that we might dare to trust you, Lord. You've got a plan and a purpose for each one of us, for each of our families, for your church here. Oh, Lord, it's so tempting to look back and say, well, back in the 50s and 60s, Rockwood United Methodist Church was running 300 people. We had 80 or 90 children and 80 or 90 young people. Lord, we thank and praise you for that. Who knows how many lives were touched during that time. But now you're calling us to go on in ministry for you. We pray that you would give us a new vision. Show us what you would have us to do to make a difference in Rockwood, in Roane County, in East Tennessee, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray today that you'd be with all of those people in the Caribbean, in Florida, in Texas, who have gone through the ravages of hurricanes, people who have lost everything, people who may not even have electric power or fresh water for up to 6 months, people who have lost loved ones, people who have lost pets. We pray that you might help the rest of the world, that they would step forward and respond and seek to reach out to their brothers and sisters. Be with those in Mexico who have lost loved ones, who are still uncertain of the fate of their loved ones. Be with those first responders, Lord, many of whom have worked for days on end without any sleep, trying to find one more, and then one more, and then one more. Help them today, Lord. Touch them. We pray today that you would be with our political leaders in Washington. Lord, they need your guidance and direction. It matters not what our political persuasion is, whether we are Republican or Democrat or Independent or Libertarian or whatever else, Lord. It doesn't matter now. We have elected a president. He'll be in office for 3 more years. Then, Lord, if we have other thoughts, help us that we might do our best to to be good Americans and get out, not only and vote, but to seek to do what is best for our nation. Thank you, Lord, for this great nation of ours. We pray that you would give us a unity. May we indeed be the United States and the United People of America. Be with our troops, Lord. Watch over them and keep them safe. Be with their families. Thank you, Lord, for all of your many wonderful blessings to us. Meet with us now. Have your way in our hearts. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's have the ushers come forward. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray now that you'd bless these our gifts to you. Bless the giver, bless the one who's unable to give, in Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing, if you would, please, as we sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, the mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, and raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child, delirious from fever, and I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper earth's sweetest name, Jesus. Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you see, it was not a mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. 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 You know, there is something about that name.
Master.
Something about that name. Would you stand with me, please, for the reading of the gospel from Matthew chapter 6? I think you're familiar with the passage now and with the content now. We've been on the passage for, this is the third week, and you've known this all of your life. Jesus said, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Got a question for you this morning. Is your child or grandchild unique? In the last several years, more than 1,000 girls in the United States have been named unique. Baby naming is America's newest creative outlet. When actress Gwyneth Paltrow gave birth to her first child, she and her husband named the little girl Apple. In a recent year, 256 boys were named Sincere, according to the Social Security Administration records. I had a member in one of my churches who was Loyal. The name fit him very well, but that was his name. The most popular baby names in a recent year were Jacob, Michael, and Joshua for boys, and Emily, Emma, and Madison for girls. Some of the newest Americans reflect their parents' interest. In a recent year, there were some 270 girls named Lexus and 265 boys named Armani. Someone said that it's almost like parents feel that they have failed if their child walks into a classroom and there's another student there with the same name. Girls' names for 23 girls included Sparkle, and 16 were named Reality. The Roman Empire fell some 15 centuries ago, and yet the name Maximus is making a comeback, perhaps largely in part to Russell Crowe's Oscar-winning performance in the movie The Gladiator. In a recent year, 699 boys were named Maximus. And girls have their superheroes too. Back in 1996 and 1997, when Lucy Lawless was TV's reigning action star, 567 girls were named Xena, with an X. A year after the first Matrix movie, 113 boys were named Neo. 5 were named Morpheus. Trinity, the female lead character, became one of the fastest growing names for girls, now totaling almost 10,000. It's now the 57th most popular name for girls. About a decade ago, it was only 951 in rank. There's a teenager in Britain. His name is Captain Fantastic, faster than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, the Hulk, and the Flash combined. Tell me you're kidding. Espen, ESPN. Is the name of two boys, one from Michigan, one from Texas. Named, of course,
after the cable sports channel ESPN. There is another boy. You'll never guess which baseball team his dad roots for. His name is Wrigley Fields. The Australian actress Poppy Montgomery in the TV series Without a Trace was born Poppy Petal Emma Elizabeth Devereaux Donahue. Her sisters are named Rosie Thorne, Daisy Yellow, Lily Bell, and Marigold Sun. Okay, let's go from the sublime to the ridiculous here. Again in Britain, bless their hearts, I'm glad we broke away from them. There was a woman, she was in Ripley's Believe It or Not back in 1929. Her name was Anna Bertha Cecilia Diana Emily Fanny Gertrude. Okay, in case you haven't caught it, we're doing the letters of the alphabet here, right? Hypatia, Inez, Jane, Kate, Louise, Maud, Nora, Ophelia, Prudence, Quince, Rebecca, Sarah, Teresa, Ulysses, Venus, Winifred, Xenophon, Yeti, Zeno, Pepper. Her friends just called her Alphabet. Some other very real names include April Showers, Mayflowers. There was a lady up in Michigan that I knew. Her name was June June. Fifi Trixabel. Tabooger. Moxie Crime Fighter. Many of you are old enough to remember Frank Zappa. His children were Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva Muffin. The Clotta family. What do you think they named their daughter? If your last name was Clotta, how about Pina? They did. Okay. The Day family had a child, and they named her Happy. Happy Day. Our sympathies to the next two. Of course, just south of Knoxville is the town of Seymour. Over the years, there have been a number of males named Seymour, and that's a perfectly acceptable name. Unless your last name happens to be Butts. Seymour Butts. Can you imagine? Oh, my. In St. Ann, Missouri, west side suburb of St. Louis, on 80 Road, many a day I drove by there. There was a Christian church right there at the crest of the hill. And the pastor of that Christian church, his last name was Pitts. Would you believe his parents named him Harry? A member of one of my churches shared some names with me. He went to college with Daniel Boone and with Donald Duck. He had a friend whose name was Doug Tree. Doug had a brother and sister. One day he shared with this member of mine that his full name was Douglas Fir Tree. His brother's name was Jack Pine Tree. And their sister was Mary Christmas Tree. And just to keep the ball rolling, she married a guy whose last name was Branch. Mary Christmas Tree Branch. I performed a wedding a number of years ago. After she was married, the girl's name was Crystal Delight Love. Sounds almost like a stage name, huh? Oh, well. Parents should use compassion and common sense when they choose a name for their offspring. A name is something we carry with us all our life unless we decide to go to court and change it. But by then, we've already endured elementary, middle school, and high school with that name and were probably psychologically scarred for life. Now, let's go ahead and get to the sermon here. In Hebrew thought, the name stood for the person. Even in Europe and the American colonies, people were often named according to their lineage, characteristics, or line of work. I've often told people that my name is Lord, I'm from the East, and my mother was a carpenter. She was. She later became a Lord. Okay, but people were named. Smith. Very often, back in the good old days, the parent or the grandparent was a blacksmith or something like that. And you see it right on down the line where the name reflects the occupation or some trait of the family. In the Bible, we find that God had many names. Each of these names applies to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said the name of God is holy. And when we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," that is what we are referring to, the holiness of God and God's name. We need to realize that our lives and our words and our thoughts should reflect the honor and the glory and the holiness and the majesty of the God whom we serve. Merrill C. Tenney wrote that throughout the Bible, holiness means the pure and loving nature of God, separate from evil. He goes on to say that this should also be the characteristic of those who have entered into a personal relationship with God. Jesus said, "Hallowed be your name," and the word hallowed comes from the Greek word hagiazo, which means holy. When Abraham Lincoln was delivering his speech at Gettysburg following one of the pivotal battles of the Civil War, he said, "We cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground because the ground was already hallowed. It had already been made holy by the blood of all the men who had fought and died here." Jesus said that the name of God should be honored and should be handled with the utmost respect and be considered holy. The psalmist said, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Another verse says, "Some trust in chariots and horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." Or, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Or, "For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great." We're instructed not to take God's name in vain. It's dealing with the attitude of our heart. If we use God's name lightly or flippantly, it is a reflection of how we feel about God. We should probably, as children of God, even exercise caution about the slang that we use. We need to know that the way we live and how we interact with others reflects back on our heavenly parent. Let's look at some of those names of God in the Bible. Very often it's just translated God or Lord or Jehovah or Yahweh. But there are a whole bunch of them. One of them is Elohim. It means creator of heaven and earth. The songwriter said, "How big is God, how big and wide his vast domain. To try to tell these lips could only start. He's big enough to rule this mighty universe, but small enough to live within my heart." Now, do you realize how big this universe is? Not too long ago, astronomers discovered, pardon me just a second here, I raised the music stand and I need to lower it so I can make sure that Wanda's staying awake here. All right. No, I just wanted to be able to see you over here, that's all. But years ago, astronomers discovered on some time-lapse photographs from a big, huge telescope, they discovered galaxies that were some 3 billion light years away from Earth. Now, a light year is the distance that light travels in a year. Okay? At 186,000 miles a second, times 60 for a minute, times 60 for an hour, times 24 for a day, times 365.25 for a year. That comes out to, I think it's like 7 or 8 trillion miles a year that light travels. And these galaxies were 3 billion light years away, which meant the light left there 3 billion years ago, headed here, it just got here. And they also discovered that those galaxies are moving away from us at half the speed of light, or 3 or 4 trillion miles a year for 3 billion years. Imagine where they are today. And the songwriter says, how big is God, how big and wide is vast domain. To try to tell these lips could only start. He's big enough to rule this mighty universe. He knows where those galaxies are right now. But he's small enough to live within my heart. He knows what's going on in here. He knows what I'm going through today. He knows what I'm going to face tomorrow. Another name for God is El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. Another name is Adonai, our Lord and Master. Another one is Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies of heaven. This name for God is used 281 times in the Bible. The Lord of the armies of heaven. We are not alone in this battle we call life, folks. Another name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. You remember Abraham was taking Isaac into the land of Moriah? He was going to offer him there as a sacrifice. They got there. They unloaded the firewood from the donkeys, and they were carrying it up the mountain. And Isaac said, Father, where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, the Lord will provide. Philippians 4:19, Paul reminds us, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. Jehovah Rapha, or Jehovah Rophika, God is our healer. Exodus 15:26 puts four requirements on God's healing. One, you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. Two, you do what is right in his sight. Three, you obey his commands. And four, obey his laws. Then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Makadosh, the Lord our sanctifier. On the one hand, we are holy because we have God's Spirit living within us. On the other hand, we are being made holy, whole, sanctified as we grow day by day and allow God to control more of our mind, heart, and will. Jehovah Nissi, God is my banner. A banner is a rallying point and a victory statement. Think of our Star Spangled Banner. How many times has it been used to rally the troops? Think of the statement that was made when the flag was raised on Iwo Jima. On the other hand, think of the statement that's being made by these NFL players that refuse to stand during the national anthem. Folks, I think they ought to be put in the unemployment line. People have died for this great nation of ours. And we're honoring the flag, we're honoring their sacrifice, we're honoring all that God has done for this nation of ours. Oh well, that's another sermon. Jehovah Shalom, God is our peace. Judges 6. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he cried out, Sovereign Lord, I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face. It's all right, the Lord replied, don't be afraid, you will not die. And Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and named it Yahweh Shalom, or the Lord is peace. Jehovah Tsidkenu, yes, the Lord is our righteousness. The Hebrew word actually means our rightness. God imparts holiness to us in two ways, through the redemptive work of Jesus, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, The Lord is omnipresent. God is everywhere all the time. Homework assignment for you. Read Psalm 139 this week. It talks about God being omnipresent. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. And it goes on from there. Jehovah Elyon, or El Elyon, the Lord Most High, used over 250 times in the Bible, signifies strength. Our God is omnipotent, omnipotent, all-powerful. Do we pray Our Father and then go through the week acting like orphans? Do we remember that our closeness to God involves both the vertical and horizontal relationships, our relationship with God as well as our relationship with others? Is Our Father big enough to handle all of our needs and problems and relationships? Do our lives, our attitudes, words, and relationships give honor and praise to all of the names of God? Some ways that we can give honor and praise to all of the to God's names, the way we can hallow God's name, first by confessing Him as Lord. Therefore, God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Second, by confessing our sin to Him. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Three, by showing faith. Romans 4:20 said of Abraham, in fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this way he brought glory to God. Four, we can give honor and glory to the name of God by bearing fruit. John 15 says, my true disciples bear much fruit. This brings great glory to my Father. Five, we can give glory to the name of God by being thankful. In Psalm 50, it says, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. Six, we can give honor to the name of God by sharing God's word, truths, and promises. And seven, we can give honor to the name of God by being unified. Romans 15, may God who gives us patience and encouragement help you to live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Jesus Christ. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy be your name. Think what would happen if God's people lived, acted, reacted, thought, and spoke only in ways that would give honor and glory to the name of God. Some of our worst profanities are not the four-letter words that we might use. It's a way that we profane the name of God. Heavenly Father, this morning, we pray that you would guide and direct us. We pray that this prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples might lead and guide our lives day by day. For we ask it in his precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is that one that says, His name is wonderful. The title of the sermon was, What is God's Name? And the very next line says, His name is wonderful. Folks, that's an attitude of the heart as well as a name. Let's stand as we sing.
His name is wonderful.
may you leave this place to go out into the world to share the wonderful names of the God that you serve, not just in word, but in deed, in love, and in compassion. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.